This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
High and inside, arching music, a little chin music, take that hit for a ride.
It's time for some chin music.
Hey, Yomp, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
Always open-minded. You know, I've said that from the beginning. If there's a match there that makes sense, then we'll go ahead and do it. Still, the focus remains, okay, how do we, you know, support Louie to go out there and be a productive major league player that we know he's capable of doing? He showed plenty of that last year and years in the past. So, this time of year, there's a lot of attention, especially on high-profile players. And you know, we've been willing to make a lot of transactions through the years. We're very active.
That's Chris Getz of the White Sox, Bruce, and talking about one of our favorite topics, and I know our listeners have interest, great interest in this, is Luis Robert and what happens to him, and does he get traded? And that was Chris Getz talking this week, on the air here.
San Diego, Philadelphia, New York Mets, all have been suitors for Luis Robert Jr. over the past year and a half. Deep conversations that were cut off at the trading deadline last year when the trading deadline expired August 1st. At a certain point, it looked like there was a chance he was going to Philadelphia or the Padres. White Sox were holding out for that one other top prospect. Didn't hear it. Held on to Louie. Picked up the option. They're paying him $20 million this year. They have another option in 2027. Again, that's what another team would get if they trade for Luis Robert. And Mike, the question to you is, what do you think is enough for Luis Robert right now, who hasn't necessarily proved he can hit to the level that he showed 2 years ago, hitting 38 home runs for the White Sox?
So, and then my side part of that is, do they wait until he plays and see if he gets off to a hot start? Do they get more for him in that manner? And I don't know the right answer. These are all questions in 312-644-6767. If you'd like to call in or text with your comments on Luis Robert Jr. But to me, I mean, you want the young players, you want the haul. You're not going to get the Crochet haul. I mean, that goes without saying, right? And then I know, with the finances involved, because the salary is $20 million, which is not a ton for a high-grade outfielder, but it is, depending on how well or how poorly he hits, the Sox, if they want to get the prospects they want, are going to end up having to send some money along with Robert. Is that not the way that that works with, if you want to get a better end on the prospect side, you end up paying more of the contract, the kind of the trade-off?
So my take on the situation is that the getting the highest amount of young players back for Luis Robert, that part has sailed. Okay, Mike, I don't believe. I think if you get one really good prospect and two guys that are marginally there for you to project as major leaguers, I think that's going to be enough.
For
now,
sure.
As you said, the $20 million for the White Sox payroll is huge, but considering that the payroll is probably not going to be over 90 or 95 million total anyway, is it better to have the professional center fielder where he's still one of the best defenders out there, where he runs the bases extraordinarily well, where he gives you some solid play in the middle of the diamond where you're trying to build up Montgomery and Madroth and Teal in that very special part of every defense of teams that improve, then you can talk yourself into holding on to him. But I think the idea that you're going to get a large amount of prospects back for him is not realistic at this point. And if he starts hitting like crazy, people are going to say, well, why are you trading him? Right?
I actually think Sox fans would understand it because we've been having these conversations for how long about Luis Robert? You know he's not a part of the future core that they're
right.
building.
So Mike, the elephant in the room for me is he doesn't play enough games without getting hurt.
100%.
Okay. So, if you're going to play 66% of the time, what is your real worth to the team? And again, for another team to gamble and say, okay, he's not our number one, two, or three guy that we're counting on. He's our fourth guy, right? So he's going to really help us. And you know what? If he doesn't hit or he gets injured, we're still going to win, okay? In the case of the White Sox, it's, are we going to bring in another center fielder to get major league time that we're blocking right now with Luis Robert being there?
Do you think in your crystal ball, as you head down to Arizona, is Luis Robert still on this team when they break camp?
I'll give you two answers. One, my hope, and the other, baseball reality.
Okay.
Baseball reality probably tells you that he is, okay? Because the White Sox haven't heard the names back that make them want to move off of him being a part of an improving young team. Excuse me, Mike. A veteran player who is someone that helps the rest of the players be better on a daily basis.
Right.
But my wish is that he gets traded, so he can go somewhere else, do whatever he does, try to stay healthy, and not be a burden anymore in his own mind to a team that he should be the superstar on. He's not that anymore.
Correct.
And, why he hasn't regained his hitting stroke is a mystery to me. I don't understand where the power went, where the consistency of hitting went. When you looked at him 3 years ago, you looked at a guy that wasn't just a good player. He had potential to be a superstar, right?
Right, 100%.
Ran the bases, 40 stolen bases, gold glove defender, 38 home runs. Where is the hit tool on Luis Robert Jr.?
Is there a world in which, once the Kyle Tuckers and Cody Bellingers of the world agree to their free agent contracts with wherever they end up, that the teams or teams that miss out on them but still want to add outfield. Is that a consideration for that market for Robert?
I don't think it's the same marketplace. I mean, for Tucker and for Bellinger, it's limited to how many would you say, Mike? Four or five teams?
Sure.
All we hear is Dodgers, Toronto, Cubs, Yankees, Mets, yep. Right? Do we hear any other teams?
Nope.
I mean, you know, it's going to be the Mets and Yankees really pushing hard for Bellinger. And will the team that doesn't get Bellinger, you know, will they be in the race for Tucker? Tucker's marketplace, you know, might be small, but he still might get a six-year, $200 million contract, something like that. Not the 10-year, $400 million contract people are projecting for him. He's not that guy, right? He's a really productive, good ball player, has been injured 2 years in a row. If he stays in the lineup, he's going to help you win, but he's not the one or two guy in your lineup of teams that are prepared to try to win championships that's going to make it all happen by himself.
And Bruce, these three texts that I'm going to read here is the all the different fields that people spray to with Luis Robert. Again, it's 312-644-6767. A 708 texter wants to extend him until 2030. Somebody else wants to trade him to the Cubs and put him in right field and DH Suzuki. And then a third 312 texter says, what is enough? You're kidding, right? Take whatever you can and move on. So that's the varying opinions.
It's spraying to all fields. Yeah,
exactly. No
question. And none of them are wrong. You know, none of them are wrong with their suggestions. The White Sox have been trying to think out of the box and figure this out for at least a couple of years now. And it's like, I personally thought that re-signing him was a mistake, that picking up his option. Mm-hmm. Not because he can't be a good player, but there's no reliability factor. You know, it's just like, how many years are you going to go into this and say, gee, if Louis plays 150 games, he's going to hit 30 home runs. You know, he's going to be an all-star quality center fielder. It's just like, he's 28, but it seems like he's 35.
Yeah, and he gets hurt every year. So as we pivot to the Cubs, because they've certainly been the more active team in free agency, and now it's a bunch of bullpen arms that they've signed and a first baseman coming back from overseas, but you know they're in on guys. We talked about Emi before. This texter says, please tell me they're not trading Nico from the 760, because we mentioned that in the last block. I don't think it's something that where Nico's out on the block and the Cubs are looking to move him, but we're looking at the options, right? And what's out there, guys are that have their contracts expiring at the end of the year.
My friend Susan Slusher, who's been writing for years for the San Francisco Chronicle, is a great baseball writer, alluded to the fact that the San Francisco Giants are interested in Nico Hoerner. Does that mean they've had talks with the Cubs? No, it doesn't. It just means that they want to solidify their team with arguably, you know, the best all-around second baseman in the National League.
Yep.
I mean, he is in, if depending on what metrics you're using or what eye chart you're looking at, he is an outstanding player. He was the most consistently good player on the Cubs last year. Why would you trade him? Again, if you bring in a Bregman, if you bring in another hitter somewhere that is equal to that, you know, do you look at Shaw as your next second baseman, not third baseman?
That's the question. And then do you extend at any of these guys that you would consider part of the core of this current Cubs team? Ian Happ, Nico Hoerner, the guys that we have mentioned that are going to be out of contract, Seiya Suzuki. Are these guys that you want to extend, or is this a core that gets broken up for your new young core, which would feature a Matt Shaw and a PCA,
so
right?
So the monkey wrench and all that, Mike, is the unknown status of Major League Baseball after 2026. Next December, less than a year from now, The CBA, the agreement between the players and owners, is up. We've been hearing a lot of talk, a lot of smoke coming out of this is going to be a lockout. This is going to be a step away from the game for a while. You know, I'm hoping that that turns out to be totally wrong, okay? Not just wishing, but the practicality of Major League Baseball signing all these, you know, contracts that's taken them between $2 and $3 billion with new TV partners. Mm-hmm. TV partners that are depending on consistency of the game. NBC stepping up and taking over a lot of what ESPN had. ESPN taking over a lot of the live updates that they can show on their app and on their television. So with all of that involved, I'm thinking that they will get something done. But will it take a month? Will it take 2 months? Will there be a disruption? Therefore, back to your original question is, does this give teams pause of adding to their teams with big contracts, not knowing if there'll be a salary cap or not, limiting them moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's – and it kills me. And I get – listen, I totally understand the business reasons. I understand what the players would want and what the ownership wants. But the game is in such, I think, a good spot. Lots of great players. Lots of new revenues that you mentioned. They just came off a classic World Series. You have lots of new young stars in this game. You would hate to see that momentum get pushed backwards by a stoppage.
Well, I mean, you're going to alienate the most important person of that. You know, you say it's the players and it's the owners. No, it's not. It's the players, owners, and fans.
And fans, yep.
Right? Because without the fans, there is no subsidy for the players or owners at all, right? It's 100% fan-driven. Are they going to spend their dollars watching your product, buying your merchandise, all of those things that go along with it? So the fans' voice has to be heard and considered, knowing that a lockout. Look, baseball fans found something else to do during COVID in 2020 before they came back in July. Mm-hmm. And it took the game a long time to come back. It took over 2 years for them to come back. The revenues were devastating for both sides. The fans' interest wavered for a while. So I don't think you can afford that. My hope is that cooler heads prevail and they get something done.
And I know you lived through it, as did I. The previous work stoppage in 1994 in the World Series got canceled, and that it took several years again to come back, and it took really the 98 home run derby before things came back to
right.
to that level. So certainly that would be best avoided anyway. Two rapid fire texts before we break, Bruce. This first one, shout out to the 678 texter. If not Bregman, why not certified Cub killer Eugenio Suarez? What do you hear about the market from Suarez? And then a Sox fan from the 815 wants to hear what you're hearing about Murakami, the Japanese first and third baseman.
So Murakami has to sign pretty soon here. I haven't heard him much attached to the Cubs. Although it wouldn't be a shock, I just don't think that's going to happen. I've heard a little talk about the White Sox.
The Sox, that's,
yeah,
yep.
Right. That's a possibility. His market is going to be less than some of the bigger market Japanese players that we've been talking about, like Imai and, you know, some of the players like Suzuki that came over and signed $15 to $18 million contracts per year. As far as, what was the other part of it?
Eugenio Suarez.
Well, I hope they don't sign him. and again, he hit 49 homers last year, right?
Yeah.
But look, do they need another swing and miss guy?
No.
Right? I don't think so. I mean, the swing and miss is enormous for this guy. And again, he's been a good ball player. I think if it's between Suarez and Shaw getting a chance to establish himself more, I'm going Shaw. If it's between Shaw and Bregman, I'm taking Bregman, okay? And I'm going to find other spots for Shaw to play. Is he going to add to your bench? You know, is he going to be a trade piece? Is he going to play second base? These are all possibilities, things that people don't like to hear, but that would be realities of the situation.
I'm with you on both points, and we'll see what happens, how that shakes out. When we return on Inside the Clubhouse, we will chat with new White Sox left-hander Anthony Kay, signed a two-year deal, $12 million, with a mutual option for 28. So the lefty coming to the South Side, we will talk to him next. It's Bruce Levine. It's Mike Esposito. It is Inside the Clubhouse on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, starting with Anthony Kay, and yeah, I think the easiest reference is Eric Fetty. You know, he sure. Yeah, his pathway, he got to the big leagues, you know, and you know, he had a little bit more experience at the major league level, but he goes over into KBO and it pitches really well. And Anthony Kay, I mean, he high profile guy, first rounder. You know, the interesting thing with Anthony, I mean, his velocity continued to stay, if not what took another step forward, but he added a two-seamer, a sinker. He made adjustments to his changeup. So there was a material difference.
That's Chris Getz on with Mully and Haw this week, talking about our next guest, Anthony Kay, the White Sox free agent signee. He'll join us in a minute or two here. But before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in later today from 4 to 7:20 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. It's Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning, every Saturday, 9 to 11. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito in for David Haw today. And we hop on out, Bruce, to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today.
The newest starting pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, Anthony Kay, nice enough on a Saturday morning to step in and talk to you and me, Mike. Anthony, welcome back to Chicago. Yes, indeed. I remember you with the Chicago Cubs just a couple years ago. Nice to have you coming back. Happy holidays to you and your family. Thanks for taking some time out today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I listened to an interview that you had on XM the other day. At length with their show in the midday, and I promise not to ask the same question two or three times. Okay. So we'll make sure that this is a part of it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Ask away.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on. And I'm wondering, first of all, what type of extra idea of pitching and the ability to pitch you gain by being able to go to Japan and hone your skills there?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to pitch a little bit differently over there. These guys, there's a lot of contact in that league. So I think they kind of forced me to be a little bit more aggressive in zone and, attack guys. I needed to get ahead, didn't want to give up free 90s and get guys on base and let them, attack a couple hits across, consecutively and give them any free runners or anything like that. So I think the biggest thing was for me was to, force contact, live in the zone a little bit more and just kind of let them do their thing.
And for Sox fans wondering, Anthony, a great year at Yokohama last year, 9-6 with a 1.74 on the ERA and 155 innings. Truly a nice breakout there for you. So what should Sox fans, as they get ready for the next season, what would you tell Sox fans? What do you bring to the table when you're out there on the mound?
Yeah, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to, I'm going to be out there and be fiery. I found a little bit of, I found myself a little bit more on the mound these last couple of years. I feel like I lost that, when I was back in the MLB, just from, a lot of the up and downs and trades and DFAs and all that, I kind of lost that confidence a little bit. So I think being back, going to Japan kind of helped me find myself again and find that, fiery edge and, that competition that I love.
Looking at your career, Anthony, it takes guts to go to Japan and continue on and to look forward to either staying there or being a major leaguer again. How tough was it for you and your family to take that step to go to another culture and another place in this world and continue your dream of being the pitcher that you knew in your heart you were?
Yeah, I think it would. Originally, me and my wife were a little reluctant to go over there, for sure. I mean, living across the world for 2 years sounds very scary at first, but once you get over there, I mean, it truly was a special place, and it'll definitely hold a special place in my heart and my wife's heart forever. And I think once we're done playing, I think we'll definitely go back and kind of be able to experience a little bit more as a tourist and not so much as a business trip, so to say.
My brief experience there was that the people are unbelievably polite, prompt. Tokyo, one of the cleanest big cities I've ever been in my life. Culturally, what did you and your wife experience there that you'll take with you moving on?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, they're so respectful, so nice. I mean, they'll go out of their way, like a stranger will go out of their way to, help you find, a train station or a restaurant or something that you're looking for. I mean, they're just the nicest people ever. And I think, it'd be nice if people in America did that a little bit, obviously. But, they're just incredible.
And huge baseball fans for that matter as well. Anthony
Kay, sure. Yeah.
Anthony Kay, our guest, your Chicago White Sox new starting pitcher. And Anthony, you talked about it a little bit, but I want to dive into it because we hear about, mental toughness and being, you mentioned your confidence, But you've had such a long and winding road since being a first-round draft pick back in 2014, I believe it was. The ups and downs, the trades, the DFAs, you went overseas. How is it, what have you learned about the mental part of this game and really how it affects? Because we're talking about 10-plus years of your career here.
Yeah, I mean, it was really tough. The first time I got DFA'd was really tough. I definitely struggled with confidence a little bit, just going up and down a lot and, you know, not really having a set role with the Blue Jays. I think that definitely hurt a little bit and hurt the ego a little bit for sure. And I think, going to Japan definitely helped that kind of, you know, reestablish myself and kind of find what kind of pitcher I am.
When you, I'm going to ask you a question probably no one's ever asked you, and that is, you've worked your whole life since you were a kid to get to this point, and now you and your wife are going to be making the type of money that is a difference maker in your lives moving forward. The one thing I've learned about baseball players in recent years more than any time else is when they're not talking about winning with their team and being good teammates, they're talking about solidifying their future because their future doesn't include any other trade that they have other than what they've trained to do since they were 10 years old. I wonder how that, you know, going into this now and how the money changes your perspective of life from what you've been working for your whole life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm extremely grateful for, you know, being able to, you know, make this money for the next 2 years. And I think, obviously would love to continue to keep playing after these 2 years and, you know, get a couple more contracts after this. So I think, you know, I got to keep working and keep grinding to make sure that, you know, I can keep playing beyond these 2 years.
Talking to Anthony Kay on Inside the Clubhouse, new White Sox left-hander. So, Anthony, as the White Sox approached you, what was it about their approach and their pitch to you that appealed to you that ultimately made you decide to sign with the White Sox?
Yeah, they already have the success with Eric Fetty when he came over from Korea. I think that was very appealing to me, of course. And then also, the success that they had with, you know, Garrett Crochet, moving him from a reliever to a starter also, I think, because in Japan they go 7 days to five, or they pitch once a week. So I think for me going from Japan to back to America, that'll also be a challenge going from a 7 day rotation to a 5 day rotation. So I think, you know, them having the experience of, working with pitchers and, you know, finding out, you know, what worked for them, I think, is a big reason why I chose them.
The Brian Bannister element to this, everybody you talk to in the game is so impressed with Brian and his approach, his success, his communication skills. How much of a factor was that, though, when you were talking to the White Sox, and how much you look forward to continuing with the way that he approaches it?
Yeah, for sure. I'm ready to, you know, continue to keep learning from him and, you know, all the guys over there and continue to, you know, get better and kind of relearn, you know, MLB and how to attack these hitters. And, you know, I'm ready for the challenge.
The last question we have for you, and thank you so much. I hope you and your wife have a terrific holidays, and we're looking forward to seeing you at Sox Fest at the end of January. What is the baseball relationship like in Japan with the players, and what do you know of Tatsuya Imai and what type of pitcher he is? Were you able to pitch against him? Were you in the same league you were competing against him? What was his impact in Japan?
Yeah, so he's on the other side of the league, so we only get to face those guys once a year, but he got to pitch against us, and I think he struck out like 16 or something like that in complete games. So obviously I was really impressed with watching him pitch, and I think he's going to have a lot of success over here, and I think he's ready for the challenge.
Thank you so much for taking some time out today. I know we're looking forward to seeing you at Sox Fest and continuing your, at least your, you and your wife know Chicago a little bit, so you'll be prepared for the city here. Thanks again for taking some time out today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Anthony Kay, White Sox left-handed pitcher. Will be in their starting rotation. They gave him $12 million over 2 years. Bruce, coming off of two very successful seasons over there in Japan.
You know, the awkward question about money is, you know, players never know how to approach a question like that. But I just think, you know, people should understand that when players start playing a game that we all love and that we would pay other people to play, you know, this guy has been through the minor leagues for, what, 10 years now? I mean, 11, up and down, yeah. Going to Japan. So they're entitled to make this money, okay? You know, it's a lot of money, but again, what are these guys prepared to do after their careers? In most cases, not a lot,
right? I think it's a great question, and I'm actually fascinated. I'm sure there are many different ways and answers that we would get from players and former players, and you see some former players go on to have great business success, and you have others that continue on with different roles within the game. And then you have others, like you said, that they don't have any other job and they get the retirement blues or whatever you want to call it, where they, you know, they have troubles.
Yeah. I mean, the people can't relate to $14 million or $12 million over 2 years. It's, you know, but again, this could be for baseball players and athletes. This could be their career earnings period, okay?
Yep.
Not trained to do anything else. I'm not telling you to feel bad for players. I'm just saying it's a different perspective. They always talk about it when they're not talking about winning and being a good teammate, and they have a right to do it.
It's a darn good question, and I know I, for one, and I, you know, my baseball fandom, I love success stories like this. If you looked at Anthony Kay's baseball reference page and you see all of the different ups and downs and minor league teams that he's played. I don't know this guy at all. I have never talked to him outside of what we just did. You feel good. It's a success story. He went, remade himself, had 2 years of success in Japan, and he earned that contract with the White Sox. It's a great success story, and we hope for best success on the South Side.
On the other side of this, as we close out inside the clubhouse, the Hall of Fame and its ballot. Who is worthy? Who is not? We discuss next on Inside the Clubhouse.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One more segment for us here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito, and for David Haw today. Our buddy and yours, Steve Rosenblum, is here. He's right there, in fact, in the hallway. He's ready to go. He will have lots of Bears thoughts as the Bears get ready for the Packers. But, Bruce, as we close our baseball show here, we want to talk about the Hall of Fame ballot. And an interesting Hall of Fame ballot in that there's not a name or two that jumps out at you, is there?
Not for me. And, I mean, I've been voting for the last 10 years, and this is one of the weaker ballots I've ever had to look at.
Yeah,
and again,
agreed.
All these players on here are really good players. Like, I'm a huge Mark Burley person. I don't know anybody that has more respect for Mark Burley as a player and his career and what he did. But I'm not voting for him for the Hall of Fame again this time. Mm-hmm. You know, just because the ballot shrinks and gets weaker with guys coming off and either being on the ballot for 10 years and coming off, going to the Veterans Committee, or they're voted in, that doesn't mean that I have to vote for 1, 2, 5, 7 players. If I don't think they're a Hall of Famer, I'm not voting for him. Some people get the ballot and they say, well, it's my duty to vote for 7 or 8 guys. And it's like, no, that's not the theme of my responsibility. I'm supposed to vote for somebody that has these essential qualities that make them stand out above just the all-star player.
Agreed. And so the top returning guys, if you look at it, Carlos Beltran got 70% of the vote last year. Andrew Jones got 66% of the vote. Chase Utley, 40%. A-Rod, Manny, those are a separate discussion. But as you look at those names, Bruce, and you look at Beltran, you can easily say he's a Hall of Famer based on what he did on the field. But then you'd bring in the Astros stuff from a few years ago.
Yeah, there's some negative things that are attached to him. You know, you don't want to allude to other things that you don't know about, but just, you know, part of the being a part of the cheating and all that, you know, that impacts some voters. And, you know, some people reveal their vote, some don't. I voted for Andrew Jones last year. I voted for him the year before. Yep. I voted for him the year before that. To me, he's a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
He was arguably among the best defensive center fielders in the history of the game. I haven't seen all the history, but I've seen a lot of it.
Yes,
and and he had well over 400 home runs to go along with it. So to me, he was the essential piece of a team that went to the playoffs and won divisions every year for 14 years and a world championship in 1995. So with all that involved, you know, to me, I go to guys like Smoltz and I go to Maddox and I go, what are your thoughts? And, you know, both of them said, you know, without him, you know, we're not guaranteed of being as good a team and winning. So he's a Hall of Famer for me.
I would vote for Andrew Jones. I would vote for Chase Utley as well. The heart and soul of those Phillies teams, one of the best second basemen I've seen, right? Certainly. In my lifetime, I would vote for those two. I don't think I would vote for Burley either, as much as I love Mark Burley as a player and enjoyed watching him. And it's weird because the new crop, the new guys on the ballot in 26, I mean, I guess Ryan Braun would be the best guy on there, but he also is clouded by all of the steroid stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him. I wouldn't vote for him.
No, and neither would I.
I mean, and it doesn't, again, all these players were really good players.
Sure.
I'm supposed to vote for the great player, right?
You're talking
the
Hall of Fame, exactly.
Cut above. And Burley was one of the most consistently good players not a Hall of Famer.
Agreed.
Okay, just be and one of the most likable, easygoing guys, great teammates. That doesn't apply to him as far as being a Hall of Famer. It just makes him just, you know, one of the great Chicago players and easiest players to deal with and really good, but not a Hall of Famer.
So the guy who did get in via the Veterans Committee is Jeff Kent, and he was the only one, correct, that was elected. I want to say he got 14 of the 16 votes there.
Right. So he went to the Veterans Committee after yep. being on the ballot for 10 years and not going in. A great hitter, not a great defender. I never voted for him because he wasn't a complete player. He wasn't, to me, he wasn't the equal of Robbie Alomar or Ryan Sandberg. Those guys are a cut above. But, you know, he does have the all-time record for home runs by a second baseman. I had some interesting ups and backs with him over the years. And one of them, the first time I went up to him to talk to him about 26 years ago, I said, hey, this, you know, Jeff, I'm Bruce Levine. I'd like to interview you, talk to you about some things going on. He goes, wait a minute. Did you say Bruce Levine? He said, this must be my lucky day.
Come on,
he
really?
Said, not only do I get to meet you, but do I win some prize? So he said, no, I don't have time to talk to you. And, you know, he just went out of his way to be nasty, but still, you know, a top quality player doesn't really apply. So when he went in the other day to the Hall of Fame and he was in Orlando, I got to talk to him after his press conference and I said, you know, I want to remind you of our conversation. And I said, I understand how you got into the Hall of Fame because you put all your intensity toward playing, not talking to people. And he says, yeah, you know, I could be a jerk.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was interesting, but, you know, good for him. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to enjoy his time there. But our time is up.
Our time is up.
And lots of football on the score coming up.
Absolutely. We have the Saturday Suckage coming your way next. Steve Rosenblum is here. He's ready to talk Bears with you. Bears wall to wall all day through and including our pregame show with Mully, with Olin, with Patrick. Kickoff at 7:20. We want to thank Mark Potash for joining us today. We want to thank Anthony Kay from the White Sox for joining us. We want to thank Adam Studzinski. For Bruce, I'm Mike Esposito. David is off today. We appreciate him always. Thanks for listening. Saturday Suckage is next right here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.